everyone listening to this call. My name is Diane Corriette and I run the Personal Growth Podcast Directory at www.personalgrowthpodcastdirectory.com. And I am really excited and I'm really honoured to have on the phone with me Robert Puddy from Advertising Know-How and a few other sites that I'm sure he'll mention. So on that note, Robert, I will hand over to you. Can you just let everybody know a little bit about you and your background and how you got into internet marketing and some of the sites you run?
Okay. Well, as to how I got into internet marketing, I suppose, like everybody else, I got dragged in all those sales letters telling me that I could make $10 million in 5 minutes, even if I didn't have an internet connection and I was fresh out of jail, you know.
I'm very familiar with those.
But before that, I was actually in sales and marketing. I was a salesman for 10 years, offline.
Okay.
I went through all the normal growing pains in IM, maxed out credit cards and all that stuff, until it suddenly finally dawned on me that running a business online was really much different than running it offline. And most of this stuff was about contacts and who you know and all of those things. So once I hit that threshold, things started to change for me.
Okay, and actually that's really interesting, the who you know part of it. I know we're going to cover that a bit later. So how long would you say it took you to go from running an internet business? Because I'm assuming that when you started, you were still at work, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Okay, so yes. How long did it take you to go from running your internet business while you were still at work to actually leaving work and being at home full time?
Well, there's a little grey, about 3 years is the answer to your question. It took me 3 years to get through those growing pains.
Right, okay. And in that time, you were coming home from work and then switching the computer on and getting on with it until late at night?
Yes. I mean, towards the end of that period, I mean, the last year or so, really, I was coming home very early and starting it. The job I had allowed me to slide home, if you like.
Okay. which helps.
The reason I say it's a grey area, though, is because although I've been doing this full-time for 2 years, I could have went full-time at least a year earlier. There's an awful big decision when you do this stuff. Most people say, when I earn enough online to replace my income offline, that's when I'll go full-time.
Right.
There's a problem with that, though. Because when you get to that decision, the decision is, do I cut my income in half?
Oh, of course, because you'll have your salary coming in plus everything online.
That's right. So it's a very difficult decision. So whenever anybody asks me that question, my answer is, if you're making, and we'll do it in dollars because that seems to be the currency of choice online, if you're making $1,000 a month, then that's the time to think about going full-time. Now, that ends up being a risk, and you have to make a decision to make that risk, but let me just qualify that a little for you. When the decision was made for me, because it was forced on me, I made the difference in income up in 6 weeks.
Wow. So the difference between what you had lost when you lost your job, it only took you 6 months to make that up online?
6 weeks.
Oh, 6 weeks?
Yes.
Wow.
Because here, if you can make $1,000 a month, you can make $5,000 a month. The only difference is the amount of time and effort that you put into it.
Absolutely, and I think one of the first things that I got from you, actually, because my very first internet marketing event was the one that you ran back in September 2006, and one of the things that I learned is that when you make $5, just do whatever it is you did to make that $5, only more of it, and then you'll make more money.
That's right. I mean, it sounds glib, but basically that is, I mean, there are things in between that we'll probably talk about during this call, but there are things, you know, I mean, if you can start to make some money online, then increasing that amount of money is only a matter of what you do. You can just keep repeating and expanding.
Okay. And so for you, what would you say was the most difficult part of the transition? Was it giving up the money, or was there anything else you had to consider?
I'll answer that question in a slightly different way, in that for me, there were two points along the way that made big differences. And the first was the realization that, contrary to all other belief, this is not a sit in your underwear in front of the computer type business.
Right.
And that if you try and do all this yourself, you're pretty much going to fall on your bum. This is not a one-man business. Now, I mean that from this perspective. Is it if you were going to open up a restaurant, you wouldn't do all the decorating inside the restaurant. You wouldn't set the tables. You wouldn't be the waiter. You wouldn't be the person that takes the money and be the person that takes the bookings over the phone and do the cooking and do the washing up.
Right.
If you tried to do all of those things, you'd pretty much fail. And it's the same online. If you try to do the HTML and the PHP and the graphics and the sales letter and all of that stuff, then you're just going to get bogged down in stuff, busy work.
Yeah, and I know very early on for me that's what happened, because I wanted to learn how to put a website up and how to use Dreamweaver, and I spent a lot of time learning, which definitely now 2 years later has helped, and there's a lot of stuff I can do very quickly. But at the same time, I've wasted a lot of my... Well, learning is never a waste, but I wasn't making an income while I was doing that. And that made a difference to the income coming in, because it meant I wasn't running my offline business either. So I wasn't out there working, and I wasn't making any income online, but I was learning a lot. And a few months later, I realized that I couldn't keep doing that if I was going to survive. So, yeah, outsourcing became the thing.
It's so that was the first point in that first 3 years at which things started to jump rapidly ahead. When I stopped trying to be the head cook and bottle washer.
Right.
Now, that does mean to say that you're going to have to invest some money. You have to pay those people that we just spoke about. But here's the thinking on this. Okay, if you can. Instead of spending 3 months or 4 months to put together a site and all of the pieces that are needed to get it up online, if you could spend, let's say $200, or even let's say you have to spend $500 to get that same site up in a week or 3 weeks, because you've paid all those people to do those things, at the end of the fourth week, it could actually be earning an income.
Yeah.
Rather than taking up more of your time.
Yeah, that was definitely a huge lesson that I learned, and one I recommend to people now: don't try and figure it all out yourself. There are enough people online who are ready, willing, and able to help you. So find them and tap into that, definitely.
As an aside to that, I've just had a sales letter written for me a one-time offer that I'm about to do for Launch Formula Marketing, and pretty much this offer is about doing everything for people. In other words, we'll install it, we'll add it, all the graphics, we'll do everything for them to get their site up.
Right.
And the sales letter says, Robert, what did you do? What did you do towards Launch Formula Marketing? And it says, who wrote the code? Well, I didn't. Who wrote the sales letter? Well, I didn't. Who did the graphics? Well, I don't know. Who sends out the emails? I have no idea. Who pays out the checks and collects the money? Ah, you got me there. I do that one. So I don't do any of it. I mean, and right at the bottom it says, so what did you actually do for this product? And the answer is, well, I thought the idea.
Right.
So you have to weigh up against your time against the money. You know, if you're short on startup capital with this stuff, that's fine, and I know some people are, and although I could have easily have done all this at the beginning and paid for it, there's a risk factor in that. Well, is this worth doing? Let's just play with it first and see how it goes.
Okay.
And that drags people back too, because playing tends to just hold you back. So there's lots of things, but that was the first big hurdle, was getting over that I have to do this myself stuff. And then the second big hurdle was learning that actually a lot of internet marketing is about getting out from behind your computer screen and go meeting people, which sounds weird, I know, but we've discussed this before. It's about not so much what you know as who you know.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that was my second feat. So you helped me come to some conclusions quite early on in my internet marketing career, which was lucky for me, but that definitely was my second lesson, that it really is about getting out from behind your computer and meeting people. And I know at that event in September, I met up with five or six other guys, and we created a mastermind group, and we meet on Monday evenings. So it's really helped how I work online, and you know, if I have any trouble at all, I know I can email one of them or Skype them, and they'll answer a question for me. We're all there for each other, so it's a really great resource to have, and that was only because I got up and attended your event.
Yeah,
and it's made a difference to me personally, but also to my businesses online, definitely.
And to the other people in the mastermind group.
Sorry, were you going to...
And to the other people in that mastermind group, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, during the two seminars that I attended, because I attended another one this year, I noticed that you spoke a lot about building your list using traffic exchanges. And when I first started online, I used traffic exchanges until I began to receive emails and read blog posts about don't use them, they're a waste of time. But in an email you sent recently, you called them the best hidden secret list building method in internet marketing. So I just wanted to ask you, what makes traffic exchanges such a great tool?
Well, because they're the one place, or one of the places, where new people to internet marketing congregate. And when we just kind of discussed, everybody comes in into this with the let's play with it, let's do it for free. Mentality is probably the wrong word, but that's kind of the way people look at it. We'll say, well, okay, let's just take a look at earning money online, but let's not spend too much money testing it.
Right.
So consequently, they look for places where they can get free advertising, free site visits, free this, free that, to test it out, to see how it works. Now, if I'm building the list of people who are interested in internet marketing who actually want to learn how to do it,
okay,
then the best place to look for those people is when they're new and fresh and malleable, and are looking for somebody to guide them in the right direction. I mean, let's be fair, if you come across somebody who gives you a little nudge in the right direction, gives you some of the right advice, steers you in the right direction, and you actually start making a few dollars with those people, I mean, it may not be a huge amount of money, it may only be your first $15 or $20. Once they made that step, and you're the first person to help them, and the first person to help them make money, and the first person to pay them an affiliate fee, they're pretty much going to stay with you forever. There's some loyalty factor in it.
Yeah.
And so I look for those places where new people are coming in.
Okay, because and after attending your list building one day event that you ran, or I actually went ahead and signed up to five main traffic exchanges, and now that I've got women internet marketers coming about and I want to promote that, I'm actually going to test and track, which is something I just don't like doing much of, but I am going to test it. I'm going to put the site in there, and I'm going to take a look at how many people sign up and just build the list that way. And see how that goes. So that will be an interesting experiment for me.
Okay, now just, if you're going to do that, I mean, and for anybody else that listens to this recording, traffic exchanges are, they're not like normal places. You have to, there are some little foibles, if you like, that you need to think about when you set up a web page on there.
Right.
The first thing is that these people are aggressively surfing for credits for their own tech program that they're trying to promote. These people are trying to get their first sales and their first sign-ups in these get-rich-quick schemes and other programs that they're affiliates for.
Yeah.
So they're busily, hungrily surfing for credits just to build up advertising credits for themselves. And which is usually the argument that people give for not using them, because these people are all sellers and not buyers. They're just looking to advertise their own stuff. But like everybody else and everything else in life, everybody that's a seller is a buyer too. I mean, I sell things and I buy things.
Yeah.
And they're the same. And they are actually stopped in their tracks by something different. They're used to seeing the normal sales letters on those traffic exchanges, the normal, I want to sell you something. I want to sell you this. I want to sell you that. Buy this. Buy that. This will make you money. This is great. However, when they say something where somebody is given something, and I don't just mean the free ebook type splash page, but actually holding out a hand to them on your squeeze page, they will stop and take notice. So the first thing you need to do is make it personal. You need to put your picture and your name on the splash page.
Right.
And you need to give them a reason, a specific reason for them to come check you out. Don't try and sell them anything from a traffic exchange. Just get them to either sign up for more information or go to your original page.
Okay, that's really helpful, thank you. And I know you also advocate audio, but just a brief message, not this great long 5-minute message.
Yes, audio is one of those things that people argue about, especially on traffic exchanges, because if you remember about their busily surfing, they probably have 10 to 15 other traffic exchanges open in a tabbed browser. And by the time your audio starts up, they're probably 3 tabs away from where your audio is. And because they're busy concentrating on this stuff, the audio kind of wakes them up and shocks them. And their first reaction is to try and go back through the tabs to find the audio to turn it off, because it's actually annoying them. So make it very, very short, and still make it very personal too.
Okay.
I mean, if you're, for instance, if you are advertising on Advertising Know-How, which is my site, which I know you're a member of, do a little audio for each traffic exchange. So yours might say, hey, I know you're busy surfing right now, but when you come back to the AKH page, we have something special for you. And then just stop. Because by the time they've heard that message and it's stopped, they won't come back and turn it off because it's stopped, and they'll just go through their normal procedure. But when they come back to that page, what you've just said will strike them. Oh, the AKH page, something special. Let's have a look.
Okay.
So all you've done is just attracted their attention slightly without aggravating them.
Right, and actually it's been up my page over the last 2 days, which is womeninternetmarketers.com, and I am receiving sign-ups, and I'm not actually offering anything, but I have asked the question, do we need a women-only social networking site? You decide, and if your answer is yes, sign up. And so I'm getting sign-ups from that, but it will be, I should probably look into offering something or providing something too.
Well, do a split test. I mean, have 2 squeeze pages, keep that one and one where you're given something, and see which is different. See, what you've done there is different. There's no, you're not trying to sell them something. You've asked them a question and you decide. That's so different to what they're used to seeing on those things that they'll probably stop and make a decision.
Okay.
So you're probably not doing a bad thing. You've made yourself different from everybody else. That's the essence of what you need to do with a splash page on a traffic exchange. No great big long sales letter.
Fantastic. Now, as well as being passionate about traffic exchange, I know you're also passionate about seminars, and you run them in the UK and in America too. So what for you, I know you've mentioned a little bit about getting out behind your computer, but what for you, what else for you makes them so important?
For them as a whole, this whole business is run from relationships you make with people that you meet. And it's the same offline too. People will buy and do business with people they like. For instance, if I have to make a choice between doing a promotion for a friend and for somebody I don't know, regardless of how much money is involved or could be involved, I would be inclined to do a promotion for my friend. That's just the way life works. So if I want some very high-powered friends to do promotions for me, the thing I have to do is go out and say hello, meet them, and get to know them, and for them to get to know me. So that was pretty much how I, because while I was making money online, I wasn't very high profile, and that was holding me back. So you get to the point where you can live off of it, but if you want to do more, you have to get a higher profile, and there's only one way to do that.
Okay, and you're touring the UK now, and running a seminar a month. I don't know if you want to mention when the next one is, but what motivated you, or you said kind of what motivated you to do that?
Well, what motivated me to do the stuff in the UK was, here I was flying 3,000 miles across the Atlantic to meet internet marketers who have butchered the English language. And holding seminars over there too for the same reason. And I'm ignoring my home country, UK. And why is that? Well, that's mostly because in the UK, we're not organized at all. There's plenty of talent in the UK that doesn't get utilized because of the old British stiff upper lip thing about we don't shout and make a noise about ourselves, which is really silly. So I'm on a campaign this year to unite the whole of the UK internet marketing fraternity to at least get into the habit of doing those mastermind groups that you were talking about. They're so essential. That they're the difference between making a couple of pounds a month and making a full-time living, and going on from there to make more than a full-time living. It's the one thing that the Americans do that we don't do here in the UK, and it's dumb. So that's the whole thing with the UK. I'm doing 10. The next one is in Glasgow in 10 days' time, and I'm actually doing them every 2 weeks, Diane, not every month.
Oh, every 2 weeks? I apologize.
Yes.
Sorry, okay.
So I'm doing those in order to actually get people out of the, you know, out of their houses and into rooms to meet like-minded people. And the ideal is to at least leave behind a mastermind group in every town that I go to.
Okay, excellent. And the date for Glasgow is?
The date for Glasgow is the 12th of May, and then the next one after that is Southampton on the 26th of May.
Okay,
however, I'd just like to say that Glasgow is in danger of getting cancelled. I have one person registered for that, so
okay.
I may just cancel that one. But the point is, if I get enough people, and I don't need huge amounts of people in them, I mean, five plus and I'll turn up, because that's still a mastermind group.
Absolutely, definitely. Okay, well, that's really good to know. And people can go and register for that at, what's the web address?
They have two choices. They can go to www.weblearningzone.co.uk to register for the actual, those workshops. But there's one other site on there here that is linked to it, which is www.britpacuk.com.
Okay, and I think, if I remember rightly, that's one of the first times I knew of you. I was in advertising know-how already, and I got the invitation to join the BritPack UK. And I was just really excited because up until then, everything had been US-based, and all the events and all the tele-seminars and staying up till 2 in the morning.
I know.
So to finally have them run at 9 o'clock in the evening in UK time was just fantastic. Great that the BritPack's up there.
It kind of got left out last year because of all of the US work I was doing, but this year I'm going to be I have no more seminars in the US, no more trips planned, nothing. Everything this year is going to be based around the BritPack and the BritPack events, and our own UK seminar, which is going to be in 5th of October.
Okay. The seminars that you run, or the mastermind groups that you run them with two other people, Martin Salter and John Taylor. And I know Martin because Martin is in my mastermind group. But what made you decide to come together, or how did that partnership come about?
Well, they're Brits. John Taylor and I have been talking to one another online for quite a while, and I actually met John for the first time at last year's UK event in Birmingham, the one which you attended. That was first time we'd actually met. And we hit it off, basically. We have a similar sense of humour. We found we could work together. So we decided, okay, we need a project where we can work together. And BritPack and the Web Learning Zone seemed to be that project. Again, it was about the same thing. We met one another physically, decided that we could actually work together. That makes a big difference. And then the whole project just started to be put together. So again, it was that I met them at a seminar thing.
Okay, excellent. And I just have to say, to put that into perspective, that was September 2006, and right now we're in April 2007, so it wasn't even as if it was years ago. You met them in September, now you have this site that you're doing together, you're working together, and you're touring the UK.
Yes.
In that short time, which is fantastic.
Yes. You can take a look around. In actual fact, okay, you can take a look around the whole internet marketing arena, and you will see groups of people working together. For instance, Mike Fossain, Gary Ambrose, Russell Brunson, all those people came along together as newbies. They banded together as newbies and ended up pulling one another up the social ladder.
Yeah.
Look, there are groups of people everywhere. Liaisons and business partnerships being run together because they've met one another and worked with one another. And the only reason I have I'm a business partner with Joel Coleman, AdSense detective, is because he spoke for me at one of my events and we had to sit down for dinner and discussed it.
Wow.
A lot of this stuff is, and unfortunately, lots of people don't want to hear this, but okay, business offline is done on the golf course and in the bars, and it's the same online too. If you want those high profile people to promote your products for you, they have to know who you are.
And the best way to do that is to get out and attend some seminars, definitely.
Absolutely.
As I found myself. Now I'm really excited because on the 16th of June 2007 you've agreed to run a seminar for me, and especially for women. I'm running a women-only internet marketing seminar, mainly because when I visit internet marketing seminars, there are a lot of men and very few women. And I know for a fact that there are thousands of women out there running their own home-based business, and I don't know what it is that won't get them out. So I thought I'd try an experiment. Let me set up women internet marketers and get someone in to talk to us about internet marketing and see if that will draw some more women out. So I'm really, really excited about that. And as I said, it's on the 16th of June, the Saturday. The exact venue is yet to be decided, but I will send it out to the list once I know. So the best way to register for that is at www.women-internet-marketers.com. And you can go there and register, and I'll let you know as soon as I do. And talk to us a little bit about how that will work, the day.
I'll wing it.
Right.
No, that's not strictly true. I'll run the workshop like I would run any of the other 10 workshops. We'll do a small lead-in about why I'm doing it.
Okay.
And then we'll go through what you need to do to run a business online, and some of the things that people aren't doing that they should be doing. So I'll do the whole morning, which I have a presentation for, and then in the afternoon we'll maybe sit down and do specific questions and answers and little masterminds. Hopefully, Diane, we'll end up with another mastermind group, because that would be what the core of what I would end up trying to do is actually, at least, I don't know how many people will turn up, but however many do, we need to have a group of them meeting regularly when we're finished.
And that's always the thing. It's someone to take charge of making sure you continue to meet and motivating everybody to meet. But I am definitely determined to get as many women there as I can. I have people on standby just waiting to advertise. All I need to do is find the venue, and I'm going to be speaking about it. And of course, there's this conference call which will go up on the podcast directory and into other podcast directories. So if you're a woman listening to this in the UK, in Europe, wherever you are, even if you're in America, you're going to be over on holiday. It's the 16th of June. It's going to be in London, definitely. Probably West London, but that definitely will be confirmed. And the best thing to do is to join the mailing list and find out about it at www.women-internet-marketers.com.
Okay, and somebody always asked the question, okay, why do I do this stuff? Am I going to try and sell you something? Well, yes, I am. I'm going to try and sell you a ticket for this main event in October.
Right, but I'm already
okay, but here's the rub, okay? I'm going to give you so much content and so much reason to want to turn up to another event. But that's the whole idea of this. I'm going to give you so much information that you will be buzzing to get to that event. And if you're not, then you just don't buy the ticket.
Yeah, and actually, I have to say, after September, I left so much clearer. I mean, I actually left with so much information, it's almost like, what do I do first? And it was really great that one of the participants had videoed a little of it, so every now and again I do put the DVD in and listen to that as a reminder, because there was so much content that it's, you know, you kind of feel a bit overwhelmed, what do I do first? But what it has done is made a massive difference to how I work online and my income online in a very short space of time. So I will definitely recommend that, even if you can't make the 16th of June, I will be providing a link with this podcast. So do click on the link and take a look at the event in October. So we have just under 5 minutes left before we end. And I did want to ask you, as it is about personal growth and inspiration and motivation, I did want to ask you about who inspired you when you were an up-and-coming internet marketer. Was there anyone in particular that you thought, oh, because for me it's Mike for fame. Even, in September when I met him, and to be able to sit at the table with him, and I couldn't say a word because I just thought, oh my God, that's Mike for fame. And I think I spent most of the time there thinking, oh my God, that's Mike for fame. So didn't actually speak to him much, but just to know that everything he had done, and, you know, I kind of aspire to be like him. And Stephen Pearce is another, because Stephen Pearce is in personal development. And when I first came on to internet marketing, I thought, well, you can't make money from personal development online. And Stephen Pearce is a great example that it's very, very possible to make money from personal development. So who was it for you? Who inspired you?
Paul Myers.
Paul Myers, okay. I
never heard of him, have you?
No, I'm subscribed to his newsletter.
Yes, Paul Myers. Paul Myers is probably responsible for every contact I have on my US Open. When I decided to do the seminar thing, I contacted Paul because we'd had some interaction, and told him what I wanted to do. He told me I was crazy,
right.
And then gave me a list of people that I could contact, high profile marketers that I could contact and use his name to at least get them to talk to me. So just from that one contact and that one friendship, all of the other contacts came to line. Because I knew Paul, because Paul recommended me to those people, they stopped and listened. And once I had them listening to me, they realized that, okay, there's some substance here too. He's just not somebody making a pitch.
Okay.
I ended up with a US cell phone that looks like the who's who of internet marketing. So just one good contact can make the difference and can give you access to all of those other people that you need to be in it, you know, have access to. That's just the way it works. That's why I'm so passionate about this, because I've not just seen it happen, it's happened to me.
Yeah, and it's happened to many others. I know Joel Kahn mentions it on his MySpace, that he was at an event and it made all the difference to him. So, yeah, it definitely is about who you know, as it always has been. And the only way to meet people and know people is to get out there and attend the event. So we are coming up to the end of this interview, and I just really wanted to thank you for taking the time to speak to me today, and also for being there in June. I don't want to get too mushy on you, because I know you hate that kind of thing, but you really are an inspiration, you really are, and I'm just so pleased that I attended the event in Birmingham in September. I'm so pleased I connected with you again this year, and I'm really, really excited about this women-only internet marketing event, and hopefully the mastermind group that will come out of it as a result.
And hopefully we can leave behind some very excited women marketers who want to keep this the mastermind thing going and the whole that thing. Because you're right, there's not enough women in internet marketing. I have a very difficult job in even getting women speakers for the event. So.
Okay, so that's fantastic. We'll create some speakers too. Who knows what will come out of it? Only time will tell, I guess. But thank you, Robert. And I don't know if you just want to, because I'm just conscious of the fact that we don't know many of your websites. So if you could just give us AKH and the Launch Market Formula, and of course the BritPack again.
Okay. Well, the URL for BritPack is www.britpackuk.com, and the Launch Formula marketing site, which is my primary product, I suppose, is www.launchformulamarketing.com, and www.advertisingknowhow is the top of my funnel, which I will be discussing in June, what the funnel is.
Fantastic. Thank you again, and I look forward to seeing you in June.
And you, Diane.
Thank you.
Nice to speak to you again. Bye-bye.
Bye.